Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, author, and speaker. Today I want to look at the definition of what a decision is. And you will find out exactly why decision making is so important in our lives. So Webster's Dictionary actually says a decision, or the definition of decision, is the act of deciding a question or issue, final judgment or opinion, determination or conclusion, as of a contest or event, a statement of a conclusion, unwavering firmness. So we are actually kind of getting a little bit closer in what the decision is. We make sure that we stand firm in what we want and what's going on. I want to start with asking the first question: why do our decisions affect our mind, body, and finances? Next question is, do they or do they not? What is your take on it? Well, how do our decisions manifest themselves within us, or our health, our thoughts, which have to do with the mental health, our feelings, with our physical health, and our money, with our financial health? Well, going back to the example I have given a few weeks back with the people who called me, 8 different companies, that they wanted to promote me, that I was, and they sang praises, and they hyped up everything. And as it happens to many of us, we do have our moments where we're a little bit lower in self-esteem than other days. And when they started calling, that was one of those times when I had just said goodbye to my father-in-law, who passed after we took care of him for 6 years. And I had fractured shoulder bones and dislocated shoulder and torn ligament and pain and you name it. It's all in the past. It's okay now. But those were all actually factors in why certain people were able to convince me to do something that I would never have done. So now I'm going into these subjects to make sure I can promote mental, physical, and financial health within all of us, because it is so close to my heart. It is something that I had to experience in a way that I do not want anybody else to experience. So that's why I'm bringing this up again, because we know for a fact that us human beings need to hear a message 7 to 10 times for it to sink in. Usually it has a little bit different words, or the intonation is a little bit different. Anything that makes it a little bit different helps you to retain a couple percent more of what you've heard. So, again, how do our decisions manifest themselves within us, our health, our thoughts, feelings, and money? Well, just back to that example that I gave you with what happened in my life. It was amazing. First, I didn't realize anything because I was in pain no matter what. But then when I got better and I started feeling better, and then I looked at my credit card statements and I go, excuse me, where are all these charges coming from? And then I realized that I got really seriously ripped off. That's when I woke up. And of course, it affected my mental health. I go, how in the world could I have let that happen? I'm a smart person. Why me? And I started feeling really sick to my stomach, and pain started coming back, which tells me, and I know also from doctors that it's true, when you're mentally not 100% feeling great, your physical health is suffering too. And of course, when those two suffer, your financial health goes out of whack also. Because the three really, truly do belong together. So why do we need to be in charge of our decisions? Obviously, I wasn't totally in charge of my decisions when it happened. Now I am, and I promise you it will not happen again. Because I have learned so much, and that's why I'm sharing with you. I want you to learn from my mistakes so you will not repeat them yourself. And so you won't have to go through what I went through. And what really has been helping me tremendously over the last 4 or 5 months now are three words that mean so much. The first one is stop. What does it mean? Stop. Stop what? Stop when? Stop where? Stop. And take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Okay, I can do that. I have some thoughts. I have some chatter going on in my brain. I decide to stop. I decide to take a slow, deep breath to help my emotions get under control again. And I usually do it 3 to 5 times till I feel like the negativity is out. And what I do is I breathe in with that deep breath to the count of 4. Then I usually hold it to the count of 7 so all the negativity can accumulate within me, and then I exhale sharply through my mouth to the count of 8, blowing out everything I do not want to keep inside of me. And it helps me free up myself. It helps me free up my mind, and it puts me into a better state of mind. And then my pains usually go away. It's so amazing. The next word is challenge. And it says, challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. And in my case there, it was because I felt overwhelmed. I felt used and abused. I felt ripped off. And I could say a few other things, but I think you get the gist. So by challenging my thinking, why am I feeling the way I am? I started getting a clearer picture. And then, of course, came the best one, the choose. And when I say choose, I mean choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So in that case, do I really want them to call me? Do I really want them to rip me off more? Do I really want to deal with people who are so dishonest and don't live up to their promises and don't send you written contracts and don't do this and don't do that? Let's get away from that. That's negative chatter, and it's not going to get us anywhere. What was my option? To make a decision. Actually, I made 2 or 3 decisions that are really setting me free. Number one, I changed the credit card, and I never gave it out again. Number two, I don't answer my phone unless it's a scheduled phone call or I know it's somebody who has my best interest at heart, and then I talk with them when I have time. But we do have voicemail on our phones, so we don't have to drop everything and talk to somebody who's wearing us down and who is not helping us one bit. So just having made those decisions and feeling empowered not to have to answer the phone, to look at the number and say, oh, them again, and they never leave any messages because They don't want to be quoted. They don't want us to record anything they say. So that's the fun part. I am in charge now, and I want you to be in charge of your life. So when we do not decide and when we do not make a decision, we actually do make a decision not to make a decision, and that's the coward way out. We're not cowards. We're wonderful beings, human beings, with a loving heart, with great passion, and we are doing what's best for us. Well, this year, I have made another decision. And that might sound funny to you, but to me, it is so dear to my heart. It means so much to me that I'm going to share it with you. And my decision for this year is that I do not want any birthday presents. However, the greatest gift you can give me is to accept my gift to you for an invitation to attend a health seminar in Long Beach, California, this Saturday, February 11, 2017, on my birthday. I want to share with you the key points on how to live with a healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. Will you accept my invitation? Please do. It's free to you. Registration is from 8:30 to 8:55. The seminar for all our guests is from 9 to 10 a.m. The place is at the Petroleum Club on 36 Linden Avenue in Long Beach, California, 90807. And it is this upcoming Saturday, February 11, 2017, on my birthday. And again, the biggest gift, the best gift you could give me is to accept my gift, my invitation to you to attend that seminar and to learn a lot of things. I also have another free gift for you that's hyperlinked in my transcript here. Sometimes we have to make decisions not for ourselves, but for a loved one. My husband had to make decisions for his father when he was ready to die. And so quite often we are not prepared on what's involved with it. So I have found an amazing booklet that tells you exactly what to prepare for and how to get it done. And that is an additional gift from me to you. Just go and click on the link and you can download it. So that's again, because not all decisions are for us personally, but for a loved one. My contact information for suggestions, questions, and whatever you want to share is now with a new email address, denise@ctdigest.net. That's coach, C-O-A-C-H, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, at C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, digest, D-I-G-E-S-T.net, where you can send me emails with suggestions, questions, and whatnot so I can get back to you. Or you can call me, text me, or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So for today, I really hope that you got something out of what a decision is, why we need to make decisions, and how we can help one another out by stop, challenge, choose. And the best gift you can give me for my birthday, as well as give yourself, is to come and attend the seminar on Saturday at the Petroleum Club on 3636 Linden Avenue in Long Beach. Thanks so much and see you there.